Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jessie King. Wimbledon has been canceled for the first time since World War II because of the coronavirus pandemic. The All England Club announced yesterday after an emergency meeting that the oldest Grand Slam tournament in tennis, which had been planned for June 29th through July 12th, will not be held in 2020. In other virus-related sports news, Major League Baseball has canceled a two-game series in London planned for June 13th and 14th between the Cubs and Cardinals because of the pandemic. Brooklyn Nets general manager Sean Marks says the four players who tested positive for the virus, including Kevin Durant, have completed their 2 weeks of isolation and are now symptom-free. And meantime, Major League Soccer has its first player case of COVID-19. The Philadelphia Union says one of its players has tested positive and is showing mild symptoms. In NFL news, the Patriots have released quarterback Cody Kessler, who spent time on New England's practice squad last season. And the players' union says changes made to the labor agreement that players narrowly approved last month, quote, reflects no substantive difference whatsoever, end quote. An attorney for free agent safety Eric Reed believes the changes regarding filing for Social Security disability payments should invalidate the collective bargaining agreement set to run through 2030. In college football news, former Syracuse University head football coach Frank Maloney has died at 79. Maloney was hired at Syracuse to succeed Hall of Famer Ben Schwartzwalder and guided the Orange for 7 seasons. His teams went 32-46 from 1974 to 1980 before serving 27 years as director of ticket operations for the Chicago Cubs. I'm Jessie King.